Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
My name is Jacob, and I'm 34 years old. A couple of years ago, I bought an apartment. Not too big, but not too small either. Although I received regular visits from my girlfriend, Lana, we weren't still ready to live with each other. So for me, alone, the place was perfect. "Hey, how do you like my new layer?" I asked Lana as I showed her my apartment for the first time. "I like it. The living room is cozy, perfect for romantic evenings, and for you to party with your friends when I'm not around. Until we get married, I have to enjoy these moments now and then," I said, provoking Lana. "Well, as long as other females aren't involved, why don't you take me to your bedroom, Jacob, and show me what you got?" she asked. "I like the sound of that." After we made love, we went to sleep. After a few hours later, though, Lana woke me up.
Jacob.
"What? What's the matter?"
"I hear this noise. It's the water running. There's something wrong with the pipes, maybe," she said.
"Don't worry, babe. I'll allow the plumber to check the pipes."
"No, I can actually hear the water running."
And in fact, we could hear the water pouring out of the bathroom as well. I went in there, and I saw that it was flowing from the tap, but aggressively and in large amounts. It was strange because it was as if someone had turned on the water. Even stranger was the fact that the water was red. Thick red. Almost looking like blood. I thought it could even be blood, but maybe like a rat had died? I don't know, these pests tend to get themselves everywhere. Disgusted, I turned off the water and cleaned up the red liquid, whatever it was. Tired and annoyed, I returned to bed. The next morning was Saturday, and Lana was staying with me for the weekend. When we woke up, it was already 2 p.m. We allowed ourselves to sleep at will. I'm going to go out to buy some food. I buy, you cook. Deal? I asked Lana. It's the only possible deal. You're a good plumber, but a terrible cook, dear. You can't even cut up vegetables properly. But you will be washing the dishes, so yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'll see you in an hour, I said and kissed Lana goodbye. She was getting ready to take a bath. I went to a local grocery shop, not too far from my apartment. As I was there, someone approached me. It was a middle-aged woman. Excuse me, I believe we are neighbors. My name is Jane. We live in the same building. You just moved in, isn't that so? She said. The woman seemed nice, but she had an anxious expression on her face. That's right. My name is Jacob Wise. Nice to meet you, I replied. How do you like your new place? She asked, eyes open wide. I like it quite a lot. I got it on a very good deal. Oh, for sure you did. I assume no one told you about what happened a couple years ago in that same apartment? She said mysteriously. No. What was that? A man found out that her wife was having an affair with someone else. His name was Jesse, I believe. Without revealing what he knew, one day he waited for his wife, Bebe, to get into the bathtub, and he drowned her to death. Surprised and vulnerable under the water, she had no chance to defend herself. Then he stripped himself and got into the bathtub with his dead wife and shot himself in the head. Oh my God. I was friends with both of them. I was the one who found the bodies. I still have nightmares, but that bathtub was painted red, and due to Jesse's blood, it... The woman tried to explain. I was shocked to hear such a story, but I was never superstitious. Ma'am, I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you, but there's nothing I can do. Why are you telling me this? I asked. Because sometimes, since the apartment is right above yours, I can still hear water running in that bathroom. The apartment is now yours. It starts and stops, just like that, she said. I thought about the bloody water from the previous night, and I was now scared. What are you saying? The apartment's haunted? I'm just telling you what I know, my dear, as a good neighbor, she replied with a smile. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to finish up here, I said as I departed. There's no such thing as ghosts or curses, I thought to myself as I entered back into my apartment. Lana, hey, I'm home. You're not going to believe it. I met one of the new neighbors, and for our first meeting, it wasn't exactly boring. You won't believe what she said. Hurry up out of there. I really want to tell you, I said loudly as Lana was still in the bathroom enjoying her bath. A few moments later, I could hear again the water running in the bathroom. But this time, there was an explanation. It had to be Lana. But it didn't stop. My sixth sense felt a sense of fear that I don't think I'll ever be able to forget. I rushed to the bathroom as fast as I could. Water, liquid, was running from the tap. It was red. Lana? Lana! I screamed as I realized my girlfriend was completely immersed under the water. Red water. I couldn't even see her under there. I reached in and picked up Lana, bringing her back up to the surface, but it was too late. She had no pulse. It was like someone drowned her to death. Confused and broken, I broke down into tears and hugged the body of my girlfriend. After an hour of nonstop sobbing, I finally called the police. They were completely astonished with what they saw. The red liquid. At first, I was accused of being the one who killed her, but Investigation concluded that Lana drowned. There wasn't a single visible or tangible wound on her body. Plus the red liquid, which in fact was blood. And it didn't belong to Lana. After a few days, my neighbor Jane came to visit me. I was busy packing my stuff. "I'm sorry for your loss," she said. "You're right. This apartment is haunted. Jesse, he killed my girl. But all that blood, where did it come from?" I said to Jane. "I have a relative who works for the police. Maybe I'll ask him something regarding the blood and DNA testing. He only agreed to do it as a personal favor, but I believe I'm right," Jane said. What Jane asked was for the blood found in my apartment to be compared to Jesse's DNA. Yes, the dead man who killed his wife. And Jane's suspicions were correct. The blood found inside the bathtub, which drowned Lana and was pouring out all over the bathroom, was in fact Jesse's blood. The police itself still hides the fact, but I know. A bleeding ghost killed my girlfriend. I left the apartment, and the apartment is now sealed. And no official reason was ever given to me.
I dragged my bags into the apartment. It was apartment number 13 on the 13th floor. Moving out of my parents had been a difficult decision. I'd been under their watch for too long.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The doorbell rang a few minutes after I shut the door. I opened it, and in came a middle-aged woman with blonde hair. She walked in without an invitation, holding a covered dish. Whatever was inside smelled so good.
"Hi, I'm Cheryl," the woman said. "Your neighbor. I live in the apartment opposite yours. We haven't had a neighbor in years, so I thought to say hello."
I thanked her and introduced myself to her. She dropped the dish of lasagna on the table and told me to let her know if I needed anything. As she left, she sharply turned to me.
"Naomi, I hope you don't end up like the previous occupant."
And she left before I could say anything. A cold sensation went down my spine, and I had questions on my mind as I unpacked my bags. What did she mean by the words she said? A few days later, I was working on my laptop when the doorbell rang. This time it was a delivery guy. I hadn't ordered anything, but he said it had been sent by someone. There was no name or return address on the large package, but I signed and sent the delivery man off. I took the surprisingly light package to the living room and stared at it for a few seconds before summoning the courage to open it. There was a brown envelope and a piece of paper. It was strange how a large box contained such little things. I took out the envelope first and slowly opened it. pictures. It contained pictures. I was beginning to see this as a sick prank. I brought out a picture and my heart skipped a beat. I dropped the picture in shock. It was a room that looked a lot like my living room. There was blood everywhere, on the floor, the sofa, and the walls. I picked the picture back up and started looking through the rest. Each of them contained brutal murders of different people in my apartment. I was scared. Something terrible had happened in this apartment, and nobody told me about it. I picked up the folded paper and unfolded it. It was a sentence written in terrible handwriting. "You have been chosen. You are next." I shook. This was more than a sick prank. This was real. I hurried to Cheryl's apartment and rang the bell. She told me she worked from home just like me. She lived with her husband and two kids, although I hadn't met them. After ringing the bell for almost a minute, Cheryl opened the door. She looked flustered.
"Hey, Naomi," she said. "What brings you to my doorstep?"
She let me in and I told her about the package I'd gotten. Her face turned grim as she told me how the four sets of tenants before me had been brutally murdered. She told me how the killer hadn't been caught. She also assured me that nothing was going to happen. I nodded my head, but I resolved to report the incident to the police. I reported everything to the police, and they advised me to leave the apartment for a while. I didn't know what else to do. It would be difficult to find another apartment, and the only option I had was to return home, which was 6 hours away. My dad wouldn't be available to pick me up until the next 2 days, so I decided to wait. Cheryl visited me the next morning and asked if I'd decided to stay. I told her that I would be staying for a while. She was so excited when she heard that I was staying, so I felt uneasy about telling her that I would leave the next day. I was all packed and ready to leave that Friday afternoon as I waited for my father to arrive. Suddenly, it began to snow, heavily. Nobody was expecting a blizzard. I got worried. I needed to leave the apartment as soon as possible. I kept calling my dad and he kept going to voicemail. Then the doorbell rang. It was Cheryl. I let her in as she shook with worry. "My kids are in school and I can't pick them up thanks to the blizzard." I tried to calm her down as I fixed a cup of tea for both of us. I dropped the tea on the coffee table next to her as she looked at me with a frown. She pointed at my bags. "You didn't tell me you would be leaving. I didn't want to bother you." She rolled her eyes. "Stupid girl," she said with a sour tone. "It's Friday the 13th, dear. You can't run away." My heart felt like it could burst out of my chest. Cheryl was being scary. She stood up with a sinister laugh and moved closer to me. I took a few steps backward and looked around. My phone was too far away. Cheryl kept moving closer until my back hit the wall. I was trapped. Cheryl grabbed my hair with her gloved hand and pushed me to the sofa. I cried out in pain and begged her to spare me. She brought out a knife and told me to move to the dining room. She tied me to the dining room chair and gagged me. "I've been in this apartment building for over 10 years, and 13's a special number to me. You're lucky to be here. Taking your life will be a blessing." She kept spouting gibberish as I hoped beyond hope that someone would show up. Cheryl got a bowl from the kitchen and returned with the knife. I had trusted her. I thought she was a good neighbor. I was a fool. She began to shave my hair with the knife, and tears streamed down my face. She told me she kept the hair of her victims as memorabilia. She would keep mine well. She whispered that she would slit my wrist first and allow me to bleed into the bowl. She told me not to cry. She told me that I was lucky. She said 13 was a lucky number. I couldn't stop crying. My phone began to ring over and over and over again. She smashed it against the wall. It was interrupting her ritual. She was almost done with shaving my hair when the door opened suddenly and someone shouted, "Surprise!" It was my dad. He had the code for my apartment. I increased my sobs when Cheryl told me to keep quiet. She sneaked up to the living room, and I began to hear struggles. My dad was a lumberjack, and he was very strong. I trusted that he would save me. I started struggling with the rope that Cheryl had tied around my wrist, but it was a wasted effort. Someone fell in front of me. It was Cheryl. My dad showed up and untied me. He had a stab wound on his shoulder. I grabbed my phone and called the police. My dad and I took my bags and ran out of the apartment. Cheryl was the Friday the 13th killer. She had no husband. She had no kids. It had all been a lie. The police arrived with an ambulance and Dad was taken to the hospital. We returned home and I was glad to be under the watch of my parents.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today